This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh, everyone.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
From myself and Khadija and Abdullah and Ahmed, we welcome you all to episode number 13 of the Young Learners Hub. This is week 3, Ramadan week, and another chance for us to build Jannah together. It's always fun building Jannah, and inshallah, when we go to Jannah and we see how amazing our Jannah is because of our lessons together, inshallah, in Jannah we can have a Young Learners Hub as well. We can sit down together and say, subhanallah, remember when we used to be alive in the world and we used to study together about Allah, about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about how to worship Allah. And I always used to tell you all that we're building Jannah, we're building Jannah, we're building Jannah. Subhanallah, this is the Jannah that we have. Inshallah, Allah will give us that day and Allah will give us this conversation. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
All right, we also have a special welcome to our Iman channel viewers and a special welcome to Muhammad, who's 8 years old, mashallah, and has memorized 8 juz of the Quran, and Maryam, who's 5 years old, and she's almost memorized juz amma, mashallah, from London, and I think it's Hackney. I think it's Hackney in London. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you both huffaz of the Quran, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you both for the wonderful messages you sent me yesterday. We also have Maryam, who's 7 years old, and Amina, who's 6, and Ismail, who's 5, from Coventry in the UK. So special welcome to you all. Also, a special welcome to Ra'id, who's 11, Ayub, who's 9, Maryam, who's 6, Hawa, who's 5. They're from India, but they're living in Oman, mashallah. And then we have Safa from Switzerland. Welcome, Safa. Mahir Patel, who's 6, from Blackburn in the UK. Welcome, Mahir. We have Azim, who's 11, from Saudi Arabia. Welcome, Azim. And Auntie Zubaida Sheikh, mashallah, our oldest student, I think. She's 72 years old. So Auntie, may Allah bless you, and a special welcome to you. We have Abida Shifaz, who's 10 years old, from Sri Lanka. And finally, a special welcome to Ibrahim from Qatar. And remember, about your homework, inshallah, the call-outs will be at the end of today's program. Now, we're in Ramadan week, and on Monday, it was Monday, right? When we had the first episode of Ramadan week, we discussed the virtues of Ramadan. And we said one of the virtues of Ramadan was that we fast. So we dedicated an episode yesterday to fasting, right, Khadija?
Yes.
Yes. And there was a good question that came in. And that question yesterday was, Sheikh Sajid, with regards to fasting, do we need to have an intention? And if we need to have an intention, then when should we make the intention? And the answer to that question, and Jazakallah khair for your good question, is yes, you have to have an intention. Any worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to have an intention, meaning you need to know what you're doing, right? It can't be that you're not eating from morning till night, but that's because you're trying to lose weight to get a six-pack, right? Ahmed, isn't it? If someone doesn't eat from Fajr until Maghrib so that they can get a six-pack, right? Will they be rewarded?
No.
Will it be counted as fasting?
No.
It won't be counted as fasting.
The intention.
Because the intention wasn't there. So you need to have the intention. You need to have the intention. And that intention is in the heart. That your heart at least knows what you're doing. Your heart at least knows what you're doing. And the safest way to go about having your intention is to have it at night, before you wake up for suhoor. Now, normally, when we wake up for suhoor, we know why we're waking up for suhoor, right?
Yes.
We know that we're waking up to fast. So you don't have to say anything. There's nothing that you have to say with your tongue. There's nothing you have to speak. As long as in your heart you know that I'm waking up for suhoor, or at night before you went to sleep, you knew that tomorrow I want to fast the fast of Ramadan, the fast of Ramadan, then your intention is done. Okay, so you do need an intention, and the safest way is to have that intention before you go to sleep. Just in case you forget to wake up for suhoor, sometimes it happens, we don't wake up, right? So you can still fast, because alhamdulillah, your intention was there. Good question, jazakallah khair. Now, also from the benefits of Ramadan, of the virtues of Ramadan, we decided, or we said, I said decided because Aliya said so, decide we friends. My eye fell on her message and it distracted me a bit, mashallah. We also discussed that from the virtues of Ramadan is the Quran. It's the month of Allah said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So yesterday we dedicated a show to fasting. Today's show is dedicated to the Quran. But yesterday we had a quiz that we ran, and the answer to it, or the question to the quiz, was related to the Quran. And that was, when did Allah reveal the Quran? Alhamdulillah, and we had that discussion and we said that Allah revealed the Quran firstly from the Lawh al-Mahfuz, which is the preserved tablet, which is like a book that has everything that will happen till the day of Qiyamah. It's there. Right? Now, who knows everything that will happen till the day of Qiyamah?
Allah
knows. Allah knows. Right? Allah knows. So Allah also knows the Quran that was going to be revealed, the Torah was going to be revealed, the Injil was going to be revealed, and everything is written on the Lawh al-Mahfuz. Allah revealed it from the Lawh al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, which is like a book, to the first heaven, to the house of Izzah, the house of Izzah, when? On the night of Laylatul Qadr. Remember we said that?
Yes.
And when is Laylatul Qadr? In Ramadan. The night of power, the night of decree, and the night of virtue. And how did it come from the Lawh al-Mahfuz to the first heaven? Did it come slowly or in one chunk?
In one chunk.
In one chunk. No, it came in one chunk, all together, from Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim till one nas. Okay? In one chunk. It came down from the Lawh al-Mahfuz to?
The Baytul
Izzah in the first heaven. That was when? On the night of?
Decree.
Night of power and decree and virtue, which in Arabic is called Laylatul Qadr. And how do we know this? What does Allah say in the Quran? Naam, Abdullah read for us the first verse or first ayah of Suratul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah says we revealed the Quran on the night of power and decree and virtue, Laylatul Qadr, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anha, anhuma, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, right, because he was a Sahaba, from the Sahaba, and his father also was from the Sahaba. So we ask Allah to be pleased with Ibn Abbas and the father of Abbas. So we say, radiallahu anhuma, the son of Ibn Abbas, was Al-Abbas.
Yes.
Right, Ahmed? Ibn Abbas means the son of Abbas. And the son of Abbas's name was Abdullah. So Abdullah was a Muslim and his father Abbas was a Muslim. And they were both from the Sahaba. And whenever we mention anyone from the Sahaba, we make dua for them. So if it's one person, we say radiyallahu anhu. And if it's two people, we say radiyallahu anhuma. Right? So Abdullah was a Sahabi. And his father was a Sahabi. So how many people do we have?
Two
people. So we say, radiyallahu anhuma. Exactly. So Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, he taught us that on Laylatul Qadr, the Quran came down from the Lawh al-Mahfuz to the first heaven, which is called Baytul Izzah. And then from Baytul Izzah to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it came down slowly. Over how many years? 23 years or 23 and a half years, no problem. 23 or 23 and a half. But when did it start? When did Iqra come down? In the month of?
Ramadan.
We don't know exactly when. Some scholars say the 21st of Ramadan. That's when it came down to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't know when, but we do know it was in Ramadan because Allah told the شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So Surah Al-Qadr, Inna Anzalnahu Fi Laylat Al-Qadr, is talking about the Quran coming down from the Lawh Al-Mahfuz to the first heaven. Right? Then, Shahru Ramadan Alladhi Unzila Fihi Al-Quran is talking about the Quran coming from the first heaven to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I hope that's clear, everyone. If it wasn't, don't worry. You can revise the lesson after. Just hit the play button after we finish the live session and you can watch it again. Alright, so that was one lesson pertaining to the Quran, and today's lesson is all about the Quran. Now the Quran has virtues, just like Ramadan has virtues, just like fasting has virtues. The Quran has virtues. Let's go through the virtues. Firstly, Whoever reads the Quran, Allah will reward you 10 rewards for every letter you recite. Not word, but letter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that if you say Alif Lam Mim, Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, Mim is one letter. 10 times 3?
30.
30 rewards. Just for saying Alif Lam Mim, 30 rewards. Jannah starts growing in a massive way.
But you have to have the right intention.
Of course, you have to have the right intention. Ahmed is reminding us. And Khadija is also reminding us. Khadija and Ahmed is reminding us that you have to read for the sake of Allah. That's true. Any act of worship has to be for the sake of Allah. You can't say, I'm going to read one juz of the Quran every day in Ramadan, or one page of the Quran every day in Ramadan, so that I get a bicycle because my daddy told me if I do it, he's going to buy me a bicycle. What do you think, Ahmed? Any rewards?
No.
No rewards. Because you're not doing it for Allah, you're not doing it for Jannah, you're doing it for the bicycle.
And if you do it not for Jannah, you get a tiny Jannah.
Ah, Khadija. Well done, Khadija. Khadija said, if you do a lot of good deeds, but you don't do it for Allah, then you won't get a big Jannah. You get a tiny Jannah. Well done, Khadija. That's true. We want a big Jannah, right?
Yeah.
We want a big Jannah. Some people are saying, show us your children. Show us Abdullah. May Allah bless you all. They're a bit shy. They prefer to be behind the camera. And they prefer for you to hear their voice, alhamdulillah. Right? And that's more important, that you hear any benefit. And I also read your benefit, alhamdulillah. I can't see you, but I benefit from you. All right? But I can promise you that Abdullah, Khadija and Ahmed, they love you all as well. And they also want to meet you all one day. Inshallah, Allah bring us all together. Ameen. Alright, so that's the first virtue of the Quran. We have another virtue. Whoever reads the Quran every day, the Quran will support you on the day of Qiyamah. The day of Qiyamah is a scary day.
Why?
Because Allah is going to be looking at all our deeds. He's going to be seeing who was a good boy and who was a good girl. And who was a bad boy and who was a good boy. So everyone is going to be scared on the day of Qiyamah. How is it going to be? Was I good? Was I bad? I think I was good, but I also did some bad things some days. I got angry. I was naughty. All right?
You must praise Allah.
You must praise Allah. You have to praise Allah. That's true. But on the day of Qiyamah, the books are closed. When you die, when you go back to Allah, all the books are closed. Right? So even if you praise Allah, you're not going to get more deeds. Right? So on the day of Qiyamah, because the books are closed, Allah says, you have to do good deeds before you go back to Allah. After you go back to Allah, it's finished. The books are closed. Allah is only going to read the books. Okay? But remember we said, if you pass away as a Muslim, then you will go to Jannah. Right? Either Allah will punish you a little bit, or Allah will give you good news and say, I've forgiven you, go straight to Jannah. May Allah take us straight to Jannah and forgive us.
Ameen.
Ameen. All right. So the day of Qiyamah is a scary day. And on that scary day, we'll be looking for help. Who's going to help us?
Allah.
Allah will help us, inshallah. Right? Inshallah. But we look for our mummy and our daddy. But Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, your mummy and daddy are not going to help you. Because your mummy and daddy are going to be scared about what they did when they were living. How good they were. You're going to look for your friends. Your friends are not going to help you. Your friends are going to worry about themselves. Because they're also scared. It's a very scary day.
Everyone is going to be scared.
Everyone is going to be scared. But if you used to read the Quran every day, then the Quran will come and help you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith of Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, read the Quran, for indeed the Quran will come and help you and defend you on the day of Qiyamah. The Quran will go to Allah and say, Ya Allah, this boy, this girl, they used to read me every day. They used to be friends with me every day. They always used to read some ayat from me. So help them, Ya Allah. Imagine that. The Quran will come and help you. So you'll have a friend. Who will your friend be? The Quran. The Prophet ﷺ also said, fasting and the Quran will come and support you on the day of Qiyamah. If you fast, the fast will come to Allah and say, Ya Allah, oh my Rabb, oh my Rabb, oh my Lord, I prevented him from food and drink. He could have eaten, he could have had some drink, some milk, some water, but to make you happy, Ya Allah, he or she didn't do it. So Ya Allah, help them. Then the Quran will come, and the Quran will say, Ya Allah, this person used to wake up at night and read me in Salah. To read the Quran at night. You wake up for Fajr, you pray Quran. And even better, before Fajr, you wake up and you read another Salah known as Tahajjud Salah. Tahajjud Salah is when you go to sleep and then you wake up to pray Salah. That's called Tahajjud. Ah, mashallah. So, the Quran will come and say, Ya Allah, this person used to pray me. Used to read the Quran. Used to wake up from his sleep. She used to wake up from her sleep. Please help them, Ya Allah. Put them straight to Jannah. How amazing is that?
Very amazing.
Can you see how important the Quran is to us?
Yes.
All right, that's virtue number two. Virtue number three. Whoever reads the Quran, you will become from the people of Allah. Wow. Imagine that. You'll be in Allah's team. Right? You won't be in Shaitan's team. Well done, Khadija. You want to be in Allah's team, the people of Allah. Imagine if I told you that imagine if a king came to you and said, you are from my people. Will you be sad or happy? You'll know, I'm safe. I'm protected. I'm going to get everything that I want because the king has money. The king has power. Now imagine if the king of kings tells you, Allah, the ultimate king says, Khadija, you from my people. Abdullah, you from my people. Ahmed, you from my people. Ammar, Shaima, Hardima, mashallah, you from my people. How amazing is that?
Amazing.
Amazing. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, another companion? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, verily Allah has his own people. So the Sahaba said, who are they? We want to be from those people. Oh Prophet of Allah, who are Allah's people? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they are the people of the Quran. They every day recite the Quran. They never miss reciting the Quran. They try to memorize the Quran. They read as much as they can from the Quran. They follow what the Quran says. They are from the people of Allah. And this is an important point, boys and girls. It's not enough just to read. You have to follow, right? Because a non-Muslim can read the Quran every day, but will they be from the people of Allah?
No.
They won't. Let's say a non-Muslim is listening to Young Learners Hub and says, right, I'm going to get the Quran and I'm going to read it every day. We tell them, good, read it. But does that make you from the people of Allah?
No.
No, it doesn't make you from the people of Allah, right? It doesn't make you from the people of
Allah.
Yes, so you have to follow what the Quran says to be from the people of Allah. Okay, so we must read the Quran. We must try and memorize the Quran. We must listen to the Quran. But what's most important? That we follow the Quran. That's what makes us from the people of Allah. Okay, another virtue. Virtue number four. You be the best of the best. The best of people. Who wants to be the best?
Me.
Put up your hand.
Me.
You want to be the best, Khadija?
Yes.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of people are those who learn the Quran and teach it to other people.
And teach it to poor people.
Teach it to poor people, teach it to rich people. Uthman, you are right.
Uthman ibn Affan reported that hadith.
Uthman ibn Affan reported the hadith. Jazakallah khair. Abdullah is telling me Uthman ibn Affan, another companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported this hadith. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best of you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches the Quran. Khadija is saying she heard about Uthman ibn Affan when she learned about Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. You are right. He's mentioned in the history of Umar Ibn al-Khattab, because after Umar passed away and went to Allah, who became the leader of the Muslims? Uthman ibn Affan, radiallahu anhu. Okay, also, the fifth virtue of being friends with the Quran and reading the Quran, who wants to have angels as friends?
Me.
You want to have angels as friends?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because angels are good, right?
Yes.
You want them to be your friends?
Yes.
Khadija says, yes, I want angels as friends. Aisha radiallahu anha said, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed, the one who recites the Quran beautifully, smoothly, with a nice voice, and precisely pronouncing all the letters properly, pulling the mad, pulling the hunna, making the sa'd clear, etc. They tried very hard to learn the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pronouncing the kha properly, and the ha properly, and the sa'd properly, and the ra properly, trying your best, okay? What will happen? Allah will put you in the company of the noble angels. You will be with the special angels. Angels are noble, meaning they're special.
Like
Jibreel. Like Jibreel alayhi salam is an angel. He's a noble angel. He's a special angel. Allah has angels that... Yeah, sorry?
All the angels are good.
All the angels are good. You are right, Khadija. Right? We can't see the angels. Zakaria is saying, can we see the angels? We can't see them now, but when we go back to Allah, we will see them. Okay? So, if you're good with the Quran, meaning you are trying and you are learning and you are practicing, making sure your ha is correct, your ya is correct, you kept on trying, right? You are taking care of trying to read the Quran how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the Quran, Allah will put you with the angels. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever finds it hard to learn the Quran, so it's a bit hard for you, right? It's difficult on your tongue. It's difficult with you to recite some of the letters, but you don't give up. You keep on trying even though it's hard, right? You keep on trying even though it's hard. Allah will give you double the rewards. Allah will give you two rewards. Allah will give you the reward that He gives the people who recite the Quran. And whoever recites it gets 10 rewards for every letter. And Allah will give you another reward for trying. Another reward for?
Trying.
For trying. Okay. Number 6. Another virtue of the Quran. Whoever recites the Quran and learns the Quran will be guided.
What's guided?
Guided means you'll be on the right path. What's the right path?
The right path is the way of Jannah.
Ahsan tia Khadija. Well done. I didn't know you know you knew that. The right path is the way of Jannah. The right path is the road to
Jannah.
When we go out in our cars, we have many roads. One road takes us to Mecca. One road takes us to Medina. One road takes us to Jeddah, right? Where we live. The right path is the road that takes you to Jannah. Now, what does Allah say? Allah says, Abdullah has an ayah to recite for us, and he's going to recite it clearly, inshallah, so my microphone here can pick it up, inshallah. Go ahead, Abdullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا.
ما شاء الله. Which surah is that in Abdullah?
Surah
Isra. Surah Al-Isra, which is the 17th surah of the Quran. In the 9th verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this Quran, it guides us to that which is the best, most beloved to Allah. And this Quran gives glad tidings to the believers. And we're the believers, right?
Yes.
Gives glad tidings to the believers who do good deeds, that they will have great rewards. Subhanallah. So this Quran guides us and it helps us build Jannah. All right. We have so many virtues to go through. I'll give you one more, number 7. Virtue number 7. The people of the Quran, they will be at the same level in Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on the day of Qiyamah, it will be said to the person who memorize the Quran or who used to protect the Quran by reading it every day or protect the Quran by practicing everything they could from it, Allah will say to them, read the Quran and for every verse you read, climb. So you read Alif Lam, or beginning, right? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You climb. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. You climb. Till you read the whole Quran and where you finish, that will be your place in Jannah. Imagine how high you will be.
But if you don't know the Quran, you still get to the highest Jannah.
Inshallah. But there's a special Jannah for the people of the Quran. Jannah. Ahmed is saying, but if you don't become a Hafiz, can you still get to Al-Firdaus, the highest Jannah? Yes, you can. But we understand from this hadith that there's a special place in Jannah for the people of the Quran. Right? Now remember, somebody will say, what if I can't memorize it? Don't be sad. If you can't memorize it, then our scholars say read it every day. Some of the scholars say that this hadith also is for the one who reads the Quran every day and tries to practice everything they can, because reading the Quran every day helps you become a beholder of the Quran. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it will be said to the beholder of the Quran, the one who protects the Quran. Right? And the best way to protect the Quran is by following what the Quran says. If you're a hafiz of the Quran, right? And at Fajr time you're sleeping, are you protecting the Quran?
No.
You know Allah says, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. Establish the salah and give the zakah. And then when Fajr comes, you sleep. Are you establishing the salah?
No.
So are you looking after the Quran? Then when it's time to pay zakah, you say, no, I like my money in my pocket. Ahmed's laughing. Why are you laughing, Ahmed? Right? Someone says, I like my money not in my pocket, but deep in my pocket. I don't like it to come out. Right? And I like to put it in a plastic so no one can even smell it. Right? No one smells that there's money. Sometimes when the money is new, people go, I think there's money in your pocket. Can I have some? So you try and keep it in a plastic so they can't even smell it. Right? But Allah told you, give the zakah. But you memorize the ayah, but you don't give the zakah. Are you protecting the Quran?
No.
You're not protecting the Quran. Right? You got to protect the Quran. So protecting the Quran, the best way is to follow the Quran, what it tells you. Right? So inshallah, if you can't memorize it, that's okay. Memorize what you can. But make sure the most important thing is done. And the most important thing is that you find out what Allah is telling me and you put it into practice. Because that's the best way to protect the Quran. Now our time has come to an end and we have some call-outs to do, mashallah. But one thing I just want to say before we go is this Ramadan, make sure you try and do different things with the Quran. This Ramadan, I want you to read the Quran. I also want you to listen to the Quran, so find your favorite reciter, okay, and tell your parents to download their recitation, okay, and make sure you, so in one day, you read some of the Quran, in the same day, you listen to the Quran being recited. Also, number three, in the same day, try and memorize at least one ayah of the Quran, even if it's Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, memorize it, okay. Number four, I want you to ponder over the Quran.
Ponder.
What's ponder? Khadija asked a good question. What does pondering over the Quran mean? Pondering over the Quran means that whenever you learn an ayah, you learn what the ayah is telling you to do or what the ayah is teaching you. Then you ponder, you think. You think, Allah is telling me in this ayah to respect my parents. Am I respecting my parents? How much do I respect my parents? What mistakes do I do in respecting my parents? How can I stop those mistakes? That's what ponder is.
Oh.
You see? You think, what did Allah tell me in this ayah? Right? And then you ask yourself, if what Allah is telling you, you do. Allah says, you must have good friends. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Have good friends. See, Allah is teaching you to have good friends. What is pondering? Ask yourself, do I have good friends? Were some of my friends good? Some of my friends are not good? Okay. So what must I do? I should only hang out with the good friends. Do I hang out with the bad friends sometimes? Yes, I do. Okay, I need to stop doing that. That is pondering. Okay. So this Ramadan, I want you to do four things every day with the Quran. Four things every day with the Quran. Number one, read it. Even if it's one line, read it. Right? And but the more you read, the more rewards you get, the bigger your Jannah will be. Also, every day in Ramadan, listen to someone reciting the Quran. Also, every day in Ramadan, memorize something from the Quran, even if it's one ayah. Inna a'tainakal kawthar. No problem. Memorize it. Okay? And every day, ponder. Right? So let's say you're reading the Quran, you're reading one page, you're reading quarter juz, you're reading one juz. Take one ayah from it and ask your parents to help you pick that ayah and open an English Quran and see what the ayah is telling you. Okay? And if you're not sure, then you can write to me, inshallah, or you can ask your local imam. Okay? Ask your local sheikh that I read this ayah, what does it mean? Okay? And find out the meaning and then ponder. Ask yourself, this ayah, is it in my life or isn't it in my life? Do I live this ayah or don't I live this ayah? The Prophet ﷺ used to live the Quran. Whatever you read in the Quran, you could see it in how he speaks, in how he walks, in how he talks, in how he eats, in how he handles money, in how he deals with people. You see it. And that's why Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mashallah, someone said, I'm 10 years old and I memorized 6 juz. Mashallah, Allah bless you. Aisha radiallahu anha used to say, they asked Aisha, tell us about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How was his character? She said, his character was the Quran. Finished. What does that mean? Everything you read in the Quran, that's who he was. May Allah make our character the Quran. Say Ameen.
Ameen.
Ameen. All right, people. So today's lesson is dedicated to the Quran. May Allah make us from the family of the Quran. Ameen. May Allah make us from Allah's people. Ameen. May Allah raise us on the day of Qiyamah with the family of Quran. Ameen. And put us in Jannah with the people of the Quran. Ameen. All right. Before we go, some call outs. I have Safa, 5 years old from London. I really love the way you drew your worksheets. You didn't have a printer at home, but you didn't give up. You copied the whole worksheet on a paper. That's phenomenal, Safa. Well done. And I know many people who are doing that. I know under lockdown, you don't have printers, but you're still writing everything. Well done, people. That's amazing. It really makes me so happy. Also, Sarah Hussein, who is 6 years old from Qatar. What a great word search, Sarah. We have Husna as well, who's 11 years old, and Humaira, who's 9, and Haytham, who's 8, from rugby in England. So we have more people from rugby. Thank you for completing your homework. I have Shaheena Hussein and Fakhrul Hussein, who are the parents. This is the first time I'm doing a parents call out. Okay? A call out to the parents of Dawood Hussein. Mashallah, Dawood wrote to me and said, Sheikh, can you call out my parents' names? Because they help me every day with the quizzes, they help me with the worksheets and they help me with the quizzes. So can you call them out? Well done, Dawood. That is very nice of you. That is very thoughtful of you. And may Allah make you a dutiful child to your parents. Ameen. And may Allah make everyone watching dutiful to their parents. Ameen. Also, we have Wasim Bakar, who's 6, from London. Your crafts on Nuh alayhi salam. Wasim. Your crafts on Nuh alayhi salam was amazing for a 6-year-old. Well done. So much talent we have in the Ummah. MashaAllah. I'll show you, Abdullah. It was amazing. Okay, Ahmed, remind me to show you what Wasim did. Also, we have Huda, who's 9, and Aisha, who's 5, from Reading in the UK. We have Khalid Sheikh Ali, who's 12 years old, from East London. Barakallahu feek, Khalid, for all your lessons, and Huda and Aisha as well. Thank you for all completing your homework and trying your best to consolidate your lessons. I also have Muhammad Rafay, who's 6 years old. Your homework was done really well, Muhammad. Well done. And last but not least, I have Halima Ahmed, who is 11 years old from Blackburn. And Khadija Ahmed, another Khadija, ya Khadija. And she's 9 years old. And she's also from Blackburn. And Jazakallah Khair for attending all the episodes and doing all the homework. And I hope you can share these episodes with many other people in Blackburn. I told you the other day that my wife is from Blackburn. So I come to Blackburn a lot. And hopefully in a future trip, I will see you as well. All right, people. This brings us to the end of today's episode. I love building Jannah with you all. And I'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. UK time and 1 p.m. Mecca time, right? Because when it's 11 a.m. in the UK, it's 1 p.m. in Mecca for our second last episode. Friday is our last episode, sadly. And tomorrow's episode also related to Ramadan. I'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. I love building Jannah with you all, and I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.